You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Will Smith recently posted on his Instagram page. He revealed what he describes as what the lockdown has done to his body. So it had a blurb, and the blurb read, "This is the body that carried me through an entire pandemic and countless days grazing through the pantry. I love this body, but I want to feel better. No more midnight muffins. This is it. I'ma get into the best shape of my life. Teaming up with YouTube to get my health and wellness back on track. Hope it works." So that's the blurb, right? But what came with the blurb, what accompanied the blurb, is a picture of Will Smith in his underwear, and visibly with no six pack, with no neat grooves resembling maize cobs, you know, of a six pack, no ripped torso or firm anything. And that's the body he's been known for. You know, the body that he's been known for in biopics like Ali and movies like I Am Legend, Bad Boys 1. No matter the character he's played in the past or in any movie, be it action, comedy or drama, he's just always looked good, you know. But in this picture, there's the soft belly and there are folds on the sides, you know. And the reaction in the comments section is both critical, and then there are those people who are very supportive, calling him brave for putting out pictures like that. And what's followed is other men have been sending him pictures of themselves as well, of their own bodies, just in underwear as well, revealing their bodies and saying that they're going to go on this challenge with him, because he invites people to also go on this challenge with him. But it raises interesting questions about body consciousness in men, body positivity for men. And I wanted to hear, how body conscious are you as a man? Do you feel judged in society or by society? Do you listen or follow body positivity messages and conversations? Like, do you participate in those at all? Because in the past decades, the women's body positivity movement has made great strides. Women have raised concerns. We've made noise demanding that brands acknowledge everyday women. You know, we don't see men doing it to the same degree. And where they are raising their voice, it's almost like a recent thing, a recent development. And the thing is, the campaign, the body positivity campaign, embraces, it's about embracing all forms, all physical forms, irrespective of build, color, gender, disability, or anything else. It's not a gendered campaign. It's just that it has focused largely on women, which also makes sense given the enormous longstanding pressure on women to conform to a certain beauty ideal. And that the reality is that women's bodies, unlike men's, in fact, have always been up for public discussion. But now we're seeing more men becoming more vocal about how they feel in their bodies. There's a particular activists in this space. We're seeing actors as well, just airing their voices about, there was one actor who has struggled with, oh no, it was a cricketer who struggled with anorexia. And there's an actor, yes, from Orange is the New Black. He also posted a picture of his soft belly on Instagram, and it was accompanied by a caption that said, "As men, we must be hard and angular. We are taught that a lean and muscular physique is the prize of self-control." Yet, that's the blurb that he put up. But yet, the thing is, we are seeing one kind of male physique. You know, the messaging, the visual messaging is of chiseled guys. That's what dominates. What effect does that have? I think that's the question I have. The curiosity I have is that, what effect does that have? And ultimately, body positivity and body consciousness for men, where are you? Are you engaging? Are you comfortable in talking about how you feel in your body? So give us a call. Really love to hear from you about what Will Smith has shared and the resulting conversation, because women are much further along in this arena, in talking about what they're comfortable with and what they're uncomfortable with messaging, or even within their own skin. So 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs, WhatsApps and voice notes on 072-702-1702. One WhatsApp has come in, and it says, "I am very body conscious. My dad has moobs, as in men boobs. He's older than 30. And I see if I don't work out and eat well, I will look like that. So I will keep my active lifestyle plus six-pack looks good on me. No pressure, but go Will Smith. Please tell us how old you are. You know, I'm curious about how old you are. We've invited Deboho Proverb Tekiso to be a part of this conversation because he underwent a transformation a few years ago. Proverb. Can we just say
whichever? I'm not precious about it at all. Are you keeping well, sis?
I'm keeping super well. Thanks for being willing to chat to us. Hi.
No worries. I think it's an interesting conversation, one that's long overdue. And I think Will Smith has thrown a doozy and almost forced us to take it head on and trust Will Smith to make it cool. Only he can do that.
And you saw that, right? He's standing there in a pose, and then you see the folds on the one side. And I mean, he could have done it in a t-shirt or just his regular clothes, but and just to tell us that he's unfit as a result of the pandemic. But he decided to strip down. I recall a time when your transformation became when we saw what you had been up to. Let me rather put it like that. Take us back to that place when you decided to take action.
You know, since I got onto the scale one day, and when it was over 100 kgs, you know, I was unhappy with it. And also, you know, before society or before anybody was making me self-conscious, I was already doing it to myself where, you know, because I happened to work in the television space and I, you know, was doing a lot of events and so on, I was just unhappy with the state of my health. You know, I was sort of tired. My sort of body and self-image were very low. I was, you know, difficult to style on whatever platform it was. So all of these things really ate away at my self-esteem. And then I chose to do something about it. I think in the sort of latter years of my life, in other words, in the last, say, four years, it's become a lot more personal, you know, having lost my mom to health complications and just getting an understanding that genetically, you know, I'm predisposed to have health complications. So I just actively decided then to try and get healthy. And even now, I try and really maintain, even though I struggle. And I think the pandemic and subsequent lockdown, et cetera, haven't helped. But I'm really trying to be a lot healthier as opposed to a lot, you know, better looking.
Yes. So was it easy for you to talk about how you felt in your body? Because I find women are much more comfortable, you know, to talk about, oh, you know, the stretch marks over here or whatever issue we may have, or, you know, I've gained a lot of weight in my belly. Women just, we're much more open and forthright about it. I struggle to think of just hearing men talk about their bodies, even to maybe an intimate partner or maybe as friends amongst each other.
The truth is, Aza, you know, as men, we almost measure ourselves against a completely different yardstick. And so things like, you know, physical appearance, your health status, mental health, and all the other elements that sort of go with self, you know, we definitely put those to the back burner. Those are hardly up for discussion. And if they are, they are very brief and very superficial. But we sort of don't talk about these things. And sadly so, there hasn't been a safe space to, because unfortunately, you know, we almost, one, judge ourselves, but also the world does harshly so. And, you know, I remember doing a Marie Claire issue some years ago. And
even don't tell me it was the naked shoot.
It was the naked shoot, let me tell you. It was for a good cause. It was to feed children and so on. But till this day, nearly a decade later, I haven't lived it down. And so much so that I even regretted it to a large extent. And it just goes to show, again, you know, how the world is so unforgiving, you know. But again, it isn't sort of the world's problem, but we should take ownership of it, kind of like what Will Smith has done now with this campaign.
It's interesting that you say that you felt, you know, society's reaction, and you felt judged.
Yes.
Because we, with my intro and when I was thinking about this, what I see most, of course, is the judgment on women's bodies. So I'm new to this idea that men feel shamed or judged in public spaces for their bodies?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, there's no room for a man to be imperfect. And, you know, I don't know who decided on this. I know that, you know, as we were growing up, we were led to believe that if you have a big belly, this is synonymous with success, and it means you can take care of a family and a household. And over time, as we started adopting more sort of Western belief system, it became you had to have the six-pack to represent the quintessential man. So that there definitely is no winning. And also, what's conflicting about the whole body positivity outlook is, where do we draw the line between embracing who you are, being free, owning it, versus the pursuit of health?
Yes.
Because it can also be misconstrued as, it's okay to let yourself go because you're body positive and you can run on the beach with your belly just out. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of a fine line of being healthy and, you know, pushing the messaging of health versus, mm-hmm. you know, setting realistic body images out there as well, which I'm hoping this particular campaign certainly stimulates.
Yes. Stay with us, Proverb. Let's just go to Clement Manyathela. Hello, Mr. Clement Manyathela from the CM Show.
Hello, stranger. How are you?
I'm good. Even on my show, you want to bully me about that. But they get attacked, man.
So, interesting topic, Azza. You know, for me, I'm trying to eat healthy. When I talk about body positivity and just being healthy mm-hmm. and taking care of my body. But one thing I realized when I started working on television is the judgment that is there. It's crazy. Like, I started really going to the gym. I got a personal trainer as soon as I started working on TV, primarily because of the judgment I was getting. So people will watch you on TV, zoom into the shirt you're wearing. And you know, sometimes on Alemkaba, and then wapere the shirt, and then whenever it's hanging, should anything happen and you breathe hard, that shirt is going to pop.
Mm.
So people used to zoom those things, and they would talk about it. And that's when I decided, okay, I mean, I was going to gym already, but that's when I decided I'm going to get a personal trainer who's going to help, you know, shape up this body much better than it was.
Mm.
So that's just what I wanted to say, that sometimes it's that judgment, right? It's just people, when you work on TV, there's this expectation that you must be in a perfect shape. And I was thinking, guys, I'm just anchoring the news. I'm not trying to be on the cover of Men Health. Or
I really think, you know, both of you are surprising me, because I really thought society was much more generous, was much kinder to men, and that the criticism was far less than it is on women. And so I'm completely, this is a revelation that you experience shaming or judgment and criticism from society. And does this say then you don't talk about it, that it's not something you're open about?
Yeah, maybe it's something we're not talking about that much. I think women do get scrutinized more than us, and they get judged unfairly more than us. But I just think it happens so much amongst men, yes, less than it does for women, but maybe the problem is we're not talking about it that much. I even hear some of my colleagues who will make, you know, comments about some of the, you know, people who are on TV who will have mkawa or who don't have a particular shape. You know, I hear it amongst even the colleagues. So maybe sometimes it's a matter of us not talking more about it, but it definitely happens.
Yes. Clement, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your experience.
Thanks, Aza.
Thanks. That's Clement Manyathela. So, Proverb, what's interesting, as I was just saying now, is the lack of male voices expressing the hurt and the injury, you know, from this kind of criticism. I mean, just the other day we had Lesego Tlhabi trending. In fact, she's a presenter on Trending SA, and a designer had shamed her when she went to pick up or request an outfit from them and so on. Mm. And there was incredible support. And there are countless cases of women whose stories are similar to that. But we can't necessarily say the same about men. How do we open up this conversation? And I suspect this is definitely one way of doing that.
Oh, most certainly so, as I think platforms like these are really helping stimulate the conversation. I think what Will Smith is doing, and also what's been happening in pockets. But if we're just being brutally honest, largely the narrative still is what it is, you know, and there's still a lot of attack, I think, on anything that's perceived to be less than perfect, including physical appearance. But
female,
we do definitely need to have the conversation. If I may quickly make an example, if you don't mind, I'm involved in a campaign now for a fragrance, right? And they sent reference images for a particular shot they would like, which is the typical standing in front of the bathroom, going through your routine in the morning with a towel. You know the look I'm going for, right? And in the reference, I kid you not, all of the images, it's this sculpted, you know, demigod of a man. And I'm thinking to myself, who looks like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I most certainly don't. So even in my response, I said to them, look, I just need to manage your expectations and tell you now, I am not doing a shirtless shot. Only because I know how that's going to go down.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But as you say, you know, we're not necessarily helping the cause by shying away either. And one should probably be a lot more, positive and a lot more sort of open about where we are. It's just it's a difficult turn. Like the plight of the sisters, it has taken time to get to this point. So I think with men, it will take time to get to the point where we're comfortable as well.
Oh man, Proverb, thanks so much for being willing to chat to us. Thank you.
Much love always, Azar.